The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, August the 24th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Epoc Times, America's new hometown newspaper of record. Used and endorsed by Mike Church, the Epoc Times is journalism that you can count on. Subscribe today at crusadechannel.com/epoc. Here's what to listen for this hour. Some California companies are in big trouble. Some interesting remarks from Kabbalah, as reported by Magdalene Rose, and a march for life in the Golden State. A federal jury in Los Angeles yesterday convicted six Southern California companies for taking part in a large-scale conspiracy to avoid paying $1.8 billion in customs duties by disguising aluminum imports as pallets. The conspirators then sold the pallets to entities disguised to look like real customers with the intent of fraudulently inflating the value of China Zhongwang, the largest manufacturer of aluminum extrusions in Asia. The six California companies, two aluminum firms, and four warehousing businesses were all related to each other. According to a press release from the Department of Justice, the jury found all six guilty of, quote, one count of conspiracy, nine counts of wire fraud, and seven counts of passing false and fraudulent papers through a custom house. In other news, the Veep opens her mouth and says something. Maybe. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Kamala Harris has spoken publicly on what is happening in Afghanistan as Americans and Afghans try to exit the country due to the Taliban's takeover. During an appearance alongside the Prime Minister of Singapore, both leaders were asked about the U.S. withdrawal and evacuation process. Harris was asked what she thinks went wrong and went on to say, "So I understand and appreciate why you asked the question. I think there's going to be plenty of time to analyze what has happened and what has taken place in the context of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. But right now, we are singularly focused on evacuating American citizens, Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are vulnerable, including women and children." She went on to add that we have a responsibility, and we feel a deep commitment to making sure that folks who helped us are safe. I think that Harris will now be faced with the question of whether or not she's going to be an out-front vice president. Will she take on the Dick Cheney model of being actively involved in major decisions, not just being an also person in the room, but being a main person in the room, which she said she wanted to do when she was announced as vice president? She said she wanted to take on a prominent role. Or will she become a background player, somebody who is just in the room but not really ever the one making decisions or influencing decisions, someone in the Dan Quayle model? It will be up to her to decide, and with the crisis in Afghanistan growing and growing, it will be interesting to see which decision she makes. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Pro-life advocates will gather tomorrow at the state capitol in Sacramento for the first California March to Life to show support for the unborn and to learn what they can do to advance their cause in the state. Gene Mancini, president of the March for Life Defense and Education Fund, said in an August 4th announcement, quote, "The march is an opportunity for California pro-lifers to unite and encourage state legislators to craft policies that respect the rights of the unborn." The event will begin with an 11 a.m. rally at the state capitol steps, followed by a march at noon. Our quote of the day comes from St. Francis of Assisi. "I am who I am before God, no more and no less." Coming up, our saint of the day, he served as a missionary to Ethiopia, Mesopotamia, Parthia in modern Iran, Lycaonia in modern Turkey, and Armenia. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Welcome back, students, teachers, and support faculty. School is back in session, and you can show up in style with a brand new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Have you seen the new Kia Telluride? How about the new Kia K5? They're beautiful. They also come with Kia's limited 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, so you have peace of mind when you buy your new vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia. The Bulldog Key Advantage is another great benefit you get on top of the excellent warranty. Buying from Bulldog Kia just makes sense. Visit them online at bulldogkia.com or in person on the Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or Bulldog Kia for details.
Our saint of the day is Saint Bartholomew. In the New Testament, Bartholomew is mentioned only in the lists of the apostles. Some scholars identify him with Nathanael, a man of Cana in Galilee, who was summoned to Jesus by Philip. Jesus paid him a great compliment, quote, "Here is a true Israelite. There is no duplicity in him." When Nathanael asked how Jesus knew him, Jesus said, quote, "I saw you under a fig tree." Whatever amazing revelation this involved, it brought Nathanael to exclaim, quote, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." But Jesus countered with, quote, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." Nathanael did see greater things. He was one of those to whom Jesus appeared on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias after his resurrection. They had been fishing all night without success, and in the morning they saw someone standing on the shore, though no one knew it was Jesus. He told them to cast their net again, and they made so great a catch that they could not haul the net in. Then John cried out to Peter, "It is the Lord!" When they brought the boat to shore, they found a fire burning, with some fish laid on it and some bread. Jesus asked them to bring some of the fish they had caught and invited them to come and eat their meal. John relates that even though they knew it was Jesus, none of the apostles presumed to inquire who he was. This, John notes, was the third time that Jesus appeared to the apostles. Finally, the Pentagon said on Sunday that it has ordered U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes to help speed up Afghanistan evacuation efforts. The planes would not fly into Kabul, but instead would be used to transport those who have already been flown out of the country to military bases or transit points in Europe and the Middle East. The Pentagon said that it would allow military aircraft to focus on operations in and out of the Afghan capital. The Defense Department activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, a nearly 70-year-old program created in the wake of the Berlin airlift to provide a backup by commercial air carriers for a, quote, major national defense emergency. It was the third time the CRAF has been activated. Previously, it was used in the early 1990s and early 2000s during the Iraq wars. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.